agenda, honorable members will have to consider the report on the ATT of the department and entity. So before we deal with that, let me apologize for arriving a few minutes after the set time of the meeting. I was late in the ability. We have apologies from Honorable Tulukuri. That is the only apology that was received. So we'll now, members, you have received the report as no yesterday. I'm going to request that we allow the content advisor or the setup to go through the report just to make sure that we understand from the same page, all of us. I think there is another member. Oh, researcher. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. No, you're welcome. The official city, where the official city. Okay, that's all.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, members. I think the members can raise issues on page by page since the report was published yesterday. It is a summary. I just need to highlight that it is a summary of all the briefings that the committee had and the deliberations with the department and its entities regarding budget vote 24. So the observations and the recommendations are based on the engagement.
Okay, honorable members, then let's look at the, I hope you don't have problems, so if the, if it's not right, we can, we're ready to write.
Yeah.
Okay. I think let's look at the observations, because the others are not, just the presentation from the department. Is it okay for this?
Okay.
Oh. So let's look at the overview and the deliberation by the members and our observation. Page 7. Amy is on page 7?
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to ask something on a page before that, on page 6, that's dealing with overview of community deliberation. I had a question regarding...
Overview of what?
Overview. Page 6, Jen. Page 6, still the overview. Oh. Okay, page 4. Page 6, I'm adding a question on 3.7. And maybe under 3.10. If you read the other bullet points, you can... I'm reading it from the understanding that I'm not sitting on the committee. Someone that wants to find out what is the committee deal with. If you just read 3.7, it says market access and linkage of small producers to agriculture. I was just hoping that you can just put it in a bit broader sense, that if someone reads this, they wonder, because we had quite a discussion, I think, with all the entities on the fact that they didn't even mention AgriFox and then what is the involvement of them in there. So I think we just have to have a bit of a paragraph in that. Because if you read the others, at least if you read 3.6, the development of baseline of database, it tells us what the discussion is, but I'm concerned that 3.7 is not saying much, especially if someone didn't sit on the committee of it, or if you want to go back.
Okay, John, you can cut. Honorable Shata?
Just a small information on the same check. On that paragraph 3.4, after the year 2015, is that on for it?
Okay, thank you, Honorable Piper. Can we move to page 7? Page 8. Page 9. This is a recommendation, committee recommendation. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Okay, that's the report, Honorable Member. Can we move for the adoption of the report? Honorable Say? I wanted to ask something about the drought. I see we have one under 5.14 and 5.15. But I don't see us really dealing with the budget for the drought, and I asked questions to the department regarding programs and funding towards the drought and the inadequacy that I thought, you know, that we have. I don't know if we covered that fully, because we have other priorities.
Which page?
It's page 12. Okay.
Yes.
When we talk about the ensure that early warning systems adequately respond to natural disasters in light of climate change, and then there are reports on progress by the end of September, and then have that should ensure. The tools, I'm sure, must not be in there. That all farmers fully understand and are prepared for climate change impact. But I don't see anything dealing with the current drought in our recommendations if we would be putting something forward to ensure that we look at the programs in the current year so that it aligns to the drought and ensure that farmers can, you know, proceed with farming or something like that. I can't think of the wording.
Do you read the
5.1. On committee recommendation, 5.1. And 5.42. It's covered too.
The second sentence, I think, for climate change impact.
Under Pakistan, the budget will be available to remind all those functions and make sure that agriculture gets a share to respond to the issues. So for me this year, honestly, it will be politics than issues. When I last year, I would have agreed with you that indeed let's not pass this budget. But this year, there is no reason for us to say, because already we got the response, what is going to happen. And one of the things that we should not forget, even last year when we were dealing with the budget, the most of the things we were saying, raising was that, which treasury used to cut the budget in most instances, which Honorable Thane had confirmed several times, that department were not spending the money, department were not doing this and that. So, for the service committee that will push the department, that's my own view, I might not be right, but my own view is that will push the department towards the direction that they are able now to produce a plan, the plan that is aligned to MCFS, the plan that actually is responding to the needs of our sector. So the issue for me in this financial year to say you're not passing, well, let's not adopt the report. It doesn't arrive honorable cause because we have I honorable thing I don't have a problem because I'm not there when planning and monitoring was there. You were there, was raised this issue, critical issue, and there's a shoulder and say this is, and even during the workshop, if you remember, of food insecurity, it was said that they realized there is a deficit of 2 billion on food security. And you know, the reality of the matter is that treasury would not just throw money without any business case. That's why in one of the recommendations we're saying, the department must develop its own business case. That will show how we are going to deal with the effect of drought and again look at how they are going to make sure that they continue to make sure that we achieve the target that they put in the agriculture action plan. So for me this year, I would not agree. If it was last year, at least you had my sympathy. This year, I'm not agreeing with you guys. Honorable colleagues.
Chairperson, I don't want to labor this point. And I remember clearly something that Romani had from the DPNG. One of the things that she said, there's not proper planning done, especially with the Sikasana. And there are no targets, there's no timelines, nothing. And I can understand where that comes from, Chairperson. When you don't have the resources to do those things, you're not going to do it properly. And my point is, if you're not going to get the money to do things properly, they can't just give us small changes, Chairperson. This is way too important. We are speaking about fulfilling the important mandate of this department. When one looks at what we do for food safety, for example, we check that the food that leaves our shores complies with rigid standards. But the food that is distributed within South Africa doesn't go to the same rigid standards. So we subject our people to so much danger. But we make sure that the Europeans we export to are going to be safe in every possible way. Our mandate is also to take care of the food safety of South Africans and the food security of South Africans. And if we are going to defund it, we are never going to achieve it. If we take a position that you either relook at this budget and see what it is that we need to accomplish what we want, rather than to give us money and we must make do, that is not how it's done. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay.
But we don't have to fight over that here, Chairperson.
Yes. No, that's what I'm saying, that now not agree with you not to adopt the report because of the strike that we've done ourselves as a committee in engaging everybody to make sure that the department again responding to our take them back on ATPs that is not aligned. And this year we have even assurance from AG that they are target. There's nothing wrong. The AG has written a letter to the committee say I'm supposed to come as usual, but this year there is nothing wrong with the ATP of the department in line with their budget. So, and the issue is not, you know, from the problem is that, that's why I'm saying I don't agree with you. We're supposed to have rejected the budget of the Minister of Finance as a committee. Because that's where our allocation, we have adopted the allocation. Now the Minister of Agriculture is just elaborating on what he's going to do with the money that was given him as the parliament. So we were supposed, if we had a problem with allocation, we're supposed to reject that is when a Minister of Agriculture then tabled that budget allocating resources to us as a portfolio committee. That's where we're supposed to stand up and say we're not adopting this thing with agriculture. Now it's about departments. The issue, what we are discussing today is the alignment of the issue of the department to the budget that we're given, which we have involved ourselves in the house. Honorable Tata and Honorable State Minister.
In agreeing with you, Chair, I think the last paragraph in page 4 in 9 of it tells us what the committee had thought and accepted on this matter. Especially the last one says the latter of that explanation, which is believed to be essential in addressing some of the challenges related to funding. That is that paragraph. I think it agreed with what you are saying. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I agree with your thinking on this. I just think what we as a committee need to do is listing the first items, especially on the committee recommendations. It would be, unfortunately, it's a difficult year because we won't hear really much of during the year. It's gonna hamper us a bit to ensure that the department then comes up with proper plans. Because I, as you said in the past, I fully understand why Treasury does not fund this department properly, because they never could show basically what the funding did on the ground. There was no report. We from when we got the Auditor General's report in the past, that they couldn't give us IDs or, you know, when they did the work of us, the Tesla flower and so on and so on and so on. In fact, the department then went and put some 50 million rand towards monitoring and evaluation of projects like SPARC. So our role as a committee will have to be to ensure that all these recommendations that we have put in there is being alive. So it is up to the department to prove to Treasury why more funding needs to be given to this department, because if they can't then show it, we will then have an issue with the department and not Treasury. At the moment we have an issue with Treasury, but they also can understand why. The Treasury can't give more money to the department because they can't give their proper plan. But when we look at our recommendations that we're putting forward to the department, I think our role as a committee will have to be to ensure that we monitor our own recommendations in order to keep the department to those things that we've put in, and then we can discuss it again at the midterm budget, when hopefully we will get some answers on our recommendations. So if I can understand where you come from.
Yes, the other issues, honourable members, is that if you remember, I've raised this question, even requesting the LFC to take it up with the Treasury, was that Treasury still using the incremental budget system, they're not using zero budgeting. If you remember, I've raised this issue to say that you cannot say that because this department at the point that point when we were not here, all of us, they've not actually performed very well, then the budget was cut, and therefore you continue with that budget, even after the effort that has been put to make sure that department is doing the right thing and they are at the right track. So those issues were raised, and we continue to raise them needed wherever we have a space with the treasurer or whatever. So, because for me, it's not, we have had the treasurer's report, which is unfortunate part, Honorable Tonsis. We went there and vote for budget, their minister, finance, on this vote. The vote, what we are doing now, I think that's one of the things, yes, it is. What we must do, what we must understand the process, I think we need to understand the process of budget. Where we are, the place where we are, is the Minister of Agriculture elaborating on what has been given. We have agreed with the framework that the Honorable Gordon has presented to Parliament. What we are doing is the Minister of Agriculture cannot produce any plan that is above that budget that has been allocated. So I'm saying if we want to fight for the budget, because we have engaged the department, AG has confirmed that their plan and target, they are aligning to the program of government. Our battle is with Cheddar, but I'm saying this one is not the right battle, because the budget is already passed. You can't change the framework. Already we've endorsed the framework. Unless the only battle that is open for us to fight is when the minister comes again on October. That's where you can fight to change the MTF. So now it's not happening. You are just saying you're not accepting the plan that is aligned for that budget, even though the budget is solid. It's not their fault, because we have agreed as the parliament that they must be given the money. So now we're dealing with the plan to align to that budget that the minister has given them. I'm not sure whether members...
Well, I appreciate it.
Yes. So, no, I'm just saying, in the level of the committee, because you've proposed this issue in the committee, that's why I'm telling you, for me, the record, I agree that agriculture is underfunded, and that has been my record since I started taking this chair, and put effort into this with the Department of Treasury, where we're told that there are these things that need to be fixed, and in our meeting we're consistently engaging the department to make sure that they are aligned and they produce the proper APT. So I'm saying the issue of treasury is not in the time has passed. The train is changing, so we check on October. So, and I hope in October we'll actually, and when we're going to deal with keep these surplus. That's where we actually ask our case and demand the business case from the department, which will actually get treasury to be convinced. But as I'm saying, after meeting the planning and monitoring the SEC, they've worked with the department, and they agree that agriculture has not been given necessary attention and even funding. So they are putting it on Operation Pakisa, which will then, and they've even indicated what will then be the issues in Pakisa. One of the issues, alignment, and deal with the duplication that exists within the system. I can't remember others because I don't have my document with me now. So, but it's very clear. So, And they even appreciate, if you remember, Honorable Foster, but we have, you are a comrade, you don't have a problem.
Fine, you may call me comrade, but I've been elevated. I'm a consul now in the room.
You know, Commissar, in my own view and my own understanding and where I come from, you have to work for it. You don't just
don't.
It's not something that you've been given. You have to, and you must speak. You don't have it to tell us. You know, a Commissar, you just tell it to say, like a Commissar, with looking at the deep, what you do, how you behave, and how you handle issues. So I'm sorry, I'll use it maybe when the time is right. For now, I don't see that honorable cause. So I was saying that I think we just need to agree that members can raise their objections, but as the chair, I don't agree for the fact that we have worked tirelessly to get the department where it is. And therefore we are towards that moment that we shake treasury to make sure that they get the proper budget for them to be able to implement their own mandate.
Okay, that was the high level of the objection to the budget. Now we have to maybe go through the detail and something that we've raised on a number of occasions that's not specifically mentioned here is the issue of aquaculture and the lack of commitment to get these projects to work. Knowing full well that around the world 50% of the fish consumed comes from aquaculture. In South Africa it's not even 2%. And it's not because they don't want it. It's just there are no projects that are successful enough to actually give us the deal that we need. And it's because they're not putting money into it. We were in Eastern Cape. We never saw any successful, well-run, sustainable aquaculture project. And in this report, we are not even making mention of it. I really don't think that we are doing this Department of Justice by not giving it the proper guidance as to where it should put emphasis going forward.
I think because we're still going to have our own strategic plan meeting, we have to call them again. Because I remember you have not joined us when we visited visited the office here of fishery. There was a strategy that was presented to us as members of the committee, and they raised the challenges of finance. And through our work, as we've been engaging, there is money that was allocated from Pakisa program to those, and there are 9 projects as we speak that have been identified under Ocean Economy and Pakisa. So I think it will be proper that as we're going to retreat our strategy, we just remind ourselves, and members will remember, even when we're dealing with the some other, I can't remember which cancer. I was saying that it's important that as we need to revisit some of the legislation, whether you think, are they responding to the needs of our people, or are they impediment themselves towards the progress? So we have to look at those things. And with aquaculture, the bill has been outstanding, and we have pushed them, and which we believe that if it was not this local government election, probably we were going to process the aquaculture bill. which will end up, because we're even telling the department that you have to go and develop a fisheries act where you will have the marine living and the aquaculture being governed by one act. And that challenge that you have, because you remember that the Marine Living Act was developed under the idea, which is more mainly focused on environment, but is not focused on fishery as a sector that would actually contribute towards food security and the economy of the country. So I think those are the issues that would actually retreat, start to engage, and members must avail themselves for those discussions and debates so that we clear ourselves and we know where department is. Because we should actually have a common understanding of things. We've arrived in this department and find this department at this level. Through our work, now we can see the department is doing this and that. So, because as you know, whether we are in government or we are not in government, but both are still doing the same thing, producing the law that needs to be implemented. And you must make sure that those laws are implemented. So can we then we agree that we noted the objection of the DA and the EFF, and then Senator Avoma for including at the African National Congress.
Yes. Chair, as I said, we haven't discussed this as a party. I can't say we're objecting to it. We're obviously not objecting to the report, but budget is something that we will still discuss, so we can't write in the report that we have objected.
Okay.
Sorry, from the EFS side is not just the allocation, but it's also the focus of the department, where we are focusing on areas that don't yield firstly. We feel that agriculture can absorb more labor than any other industry, but we are not focusing on it. We are also not focusing on issues that improve food security and food safety. So even the report, we feel, is missing some key elements to it. And those are things that we cannot just allow to go by. Because if I were to support this report in its entirety, it would be saying that I think we're doing a sterling job if you just get more money. I don't think the department is doing that. I really don't. I think we are just not focusing in the right areas. We are not building that critical mass of small-scale farmers. We are not giving them the skills and tools to do that. We are focusing on traditional farming, giving them all the support, looking at how they are affected by droughts, and we are not increasing the number of farmers.
I don't want that to go to the debate, the real debate that you might, we don't want to. Yeah, the debate will come on Thursday.
Just a clarity. I hear the objection, but I think what we're trying to do here is to reflect on the report, our report, as we have been working towards this day. And the issue is adopting the report. The question of objection is elsewhere, not here. I think here we must very clear that we are for the adoption of the report. And then the podium will contend and say, we are objecting and all that. So here, I think the process must be very simple. That the reports, our report that was discussed, developed, now it's a reflection of what we have been doing. So we adopt it, and then on Thursday, it's something else. So if we're in the clear chair on that one.
Yeah, so the deliberations of the committee, yeah. That will adopt you. And then the vote in the table in the EPC.
Yeah.
In the even in the house, that's right. In the EPC till the deliberation. Then in the house they will say they'll ask whether you adopt the packet. Then you'll have opportunity to object. Here you are objecting your own deliberation, your input. The crimes were capturing what you have been saying as we engage in the party.
That's why I said, Jefferson, that I'm not objecting to the report in its entirety. But there are elements that are outstanding that we have deliberated on. We spoke about agriculture, we spoke about broadening the farm, the farmer base, but those things are not here. And they weren't standalone topics. So I can understand, but it's not in the last years. When we spoke about Tetzatara and the 1 million jobs, we spoke about the detail as to how we would achieve that, how we could possibly achieve it, but not yet. We spoke about aquaculture and the disastrous track record we have in aquaculture, but it's also not yet. And if we are going to omit those things, it means it will never get from the community of department.
From the first, you read the recommendation of the court.
I agree.
Because the first one says that must develop a strong business case. Because it's not us who must develop that business case. Which ourselves will monitor. The first recommendation was saying that must develop a strong business case.
Yes.
So the business case is which will then respond to the national development plan, but will not deal with abstractly. You will have to focus on the policy within the NDP.
Yeah.
So that's what we're saying. And we're even saying that it should get response to the new growth path which government has adopted and accepting that they must put it on practice. And we're saying they should, and dealing with mitigation and adaptation of agriculture in the whole climate change. So this is the first recommendation. So we cannot write agenda,
no.
1 million house. Business case will mean that generally,
yeah.
The function, the core function of the department needs to be elevated.
Listen, I'd rather have us make mention of the than to have it implied. Because then we can imply anything. Or we can interpret it as anything when it comes to implementation. We need to state our intention as to where we think that the department should focus on going forward.
Honorable person, you need the recommendation of the committee. Because there's nothing more that this committee can do except what we said in this recommendation. Because we are guided by the MPFS and we're saying the plan of the department must and strategic and must align to that. And we are raising the issue of the budget cut. It's impediment for them to achieve some of the issues of realizing their target. So, ATP will mean including aquaculture, including Tetzatara, including ill management, and all those other things, we refer them into one basket. So, but you can just hold your objection issue, because we have explained it.
Welcome, Honorable Robin.
So, we agree that we adopt the report as a report of the committee. Let's just get the move for the adoption. Honorable Chawani.
Thank you, Professor. I move for the adoption of the report.
Attach.
Would
you please note that section of the year? Honorable Mandela.
Thank you, sir. I second the adoption of the report.
Honorable Mandela second the adoption of the report. Will note the objection of the EFF. We will note the objection of the EFF to the report.
Thank you.
Okay. So we must subtract those things that have been said by him and remove them out of the report. We'll get them. All the things that he has contributed, he will remove. No, I'm joking, Honorable Paul. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We can now look at the minutes. The minute of the 23rd of February. The minutes of the 19th of February, page 1, page 2, page 3. Can we get a move for the adoption? Honorable page?
Propose that we adopt the minutes of the 19th.
Any seconder? Honorable Mandela?
I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. We'll go to the minutes of the 23rd February 2016. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4 and page 5. Any move there for the adoption? Honorable Napoleon.
I move the adoption of the minutes of the 23rd February 2016. Thank you.
Thank you. Any seconder? Honorable Speak. And second issue. Thank you very much. The minutes of the 1st of March 2016, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5. The numbering is the problem there. Page 2. So the correct must be the number and correct that. Can we get a move for the adoption? Honorable Mandela.
Thank you, Chair. Move for the adoption of the ministers of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Youngblood.
I second the motion.
Thank you. the minutes of the Tuesday, the 8th, March 2016, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. Can we get the move for the adoption? To ensure proper funding for commercial farmers and smallholder farmers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Can we then move for the adoption with that amendment? Honorable Tongwan.
Yes, Chair, I move for adoption with amendment.
Honorable Faith.
I'm taking the motion.
Okay. Thank you. Let's look at the 15th March 2016. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Can we get the move for the adoption? Honorable Mandela.
Mr. Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes of our life.
Okay, Mr. Kanda.
I'm taking on the reporter.
Okay.
A minute.
The minute of the 5th April 2016. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Can we get the move for the adoption?
Funding and then all of that the one page that I asked for so that we can keep track of the department's progress when we get to the first a quarter and the second quarter and so on. We discuss all the targets that were set in the department funding for it and in the quarter so that when we meet with him and we can track the entire quarter, especially the big things that we want to know, they have to have everything that at least the important targets that is set. Chair.
Do you covered under 2, Honorable Speaker, what do you say?
I think it is, but I'm just reminding ourselves that sometimes that we need to, we must work to get that stable in order to, during the year, that we will not be not really dealing with the department, so that we can keep track of the targets that they have put themselves when we meet for quarterly reports.
Okay. Honorable Young Group, no turn to your hand. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the report. Can we get the second? Honorable Chair.
I'm taking it, Chief.
Thank you. In the first day, the 7th of April, page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. Can you get the Honorable Mandela?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 7th of April 2016 as our time. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Papa?
Thank you, Chair. I second the move for adoption as I plan.
Okay, thank you very much. The minutes of the 8th of April. Page 1 and 2. Move. Can we get a mover for the adoption? I'm also to accept the minutes of the 8th of April 2016. And the second one?
Chair, I second the move to adopt the minutes of the second of the year.
The last minute of the 12th of April 2016, page 1, page 2, the numbering might be corrected, page 3, and page 4. Can you get the move on to the adoption? Honorable
Chair, I suppose that you accept the minutes of the 12th of April, okay?
Second up. Honorable Mandela.
I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Mandela. That was the minutes of the... Of the Honorable Mandela.
I think you stick to the minutes of the Tuesday, the 1st of
April. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. That was the issues on the agenda for today. We have our program as we have distributed the program before, so we'll have amendments. But I think what is important, which members must take note of, is that the program will continue as it is because of the agenda column. And we'll continuously look at the matters that need our aided attention and reprioritize them on the program. Because we had taken a decision at this committee that on Friday, will be engaging the stakeholders. Because of the budget vote, we might not have one month of data to have that project on. So we'll restart that engagement with the stakeholders after the budget. They are reminding me on the NAMAC, the nomination of NAMAC. When was the delivery date? April. April, thank you.
I see all members
that unit, I'm going to call you. You must back it. Thank you very much, Honorable Member.
I'm okay. Yeah, I've been in PE the whole week.
PE is the problem.
No, we're doing quite well. That's why I'm blowing.
Okay. Thank you, Mother. I love you to do me favors.